God said, didn't he, once more I will shake the heavens and the earth, says the Lord. And from where I'm sitting right now, it feels like everything's shaking, as the song says. Lord, it feels like everything's shaken. Things that we thought we knew, we find we actually don't know. And God is really shaking his church. He's shaking her out of her lethargy. I think he's shaking her out of her good works and fine ideas of what it means to serve him. What she's actually done is looked at the things that need doing and moved in to do them. And a lot of these things are good works, not God works. And we're in a time now, I think, where all the good works are just going to fall flat on their faces and only the God works will stand. Because it's only what he does that stands the test of time. It's only what he does that brings a reward at the end of the day. It's not what we do. God is not in the good ideas department. It's in the God ideas department. And I'm seeing an awful lot of good ideas passing before my eyes from various people. And I'm knowing by the fact that there is no supernatural element within them, that these are not birthed in the heart of God at all. They're birthed in the heart of man. And man will try to do what he can. And when God calls you to do something, you absolutely cannot do it. That is why you get a crisis. He calls you like he called Moses. And you get the same crisis that Moses did. You can't do what God calls you to do. You can do what man calls you to do. The difference between a good idea and a God idea. Might be worth you examining what you're involved in this morning. Can you do it without him? Or is the fact of it that unless he turns up, there's no way you're going to be able to do this thing? That's how you'll know. You'll know by your trembling heart, God, I can't do this thing. If you don't come with me, I can't do it. I can't do it. That sounds like God. Which one have you got?